From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Former U.S. FBI Director James Comey testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee, where he described how he thinks President Trump tried to derail the FBI investigation into his campaign's alleged ties with Russia. Get more on the story from VOA's Bill Gallo.
In his testimony Thursday, former FBI Director James Comey pushed a persistent theme: the independence of the FBI.
The FBI is honest. The FBI is strong. And the FBI is and always will be independent.
It was a common thread underlying virtually all of the accusations Comey made toward President Donald Trump, whether it was Trump's demand for a pledge of loyalty from Comey, or that he urged Comey to drop an investigation into his former national security advisor. Comey made it clear he sees Trump as a unique threat to the longstanding barrier that prevents the presidency from interfering with the FBI. Trump's lawyer refuted key parts of Comey's testimony. Still, it's an issue for the Trump administration that doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. Bill Gallo, VOA News, the White House.
Voters in Britain have dealt Prime Minister Theresa May's ruling Conservative Party a major setback in a snap election, with the party losing its majority in Parliament. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn.
Prime Minister called the election because she wanted a mandate. Well, the mandate she's got is lost Conservative seats, lost votes, lost support, and lost confidence. I would have thought that's enough to go, actually, and make way for a government that will be truly representative of all of the people of this country.
Earlier, May said no matter which party wins, the Conservatives will work to move the country forward. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Three men arrested in a series of raids in East London are suspected of having been in the final stages of plotting a terror attack in the British capital, similar to the rampage carried out last Saturday at London Bridge. Officials say the men are not connected to last week's van and knife attack on the bridge and in the Borough District of London that left 8 dead and 48 others injured. The Islamic State has released a video showing the body of a captive Chinese national the terrorist group claimed to have killed along with his female partner in southwestern Pakistan. A provincial government official confirmed to VOA that the man who seems to be taking his last breaths in the video is one of the two Chinese kidnapped last month in the Balochistan province. ISIS issued the claims hours after Pakistani authorities announced a major military operation had destroyed a would-be Islamic State headquarters in the same area where the executions are claimed to have taken place. North Korean state media says the military successfully tested a new ground-to-sea cruise rocket that is capable of striking enemy battleships staging a military attack. Here now from the RAND Corporation defense analyst Bruce Bennett.
These are to demonstrate new capabilities, to suggest that they're advancing and covering new areas, but also to give Kim Jong-un some internal cover from the hits he's taking from the Security Council and elsewhere, from China in particular, on their coal import cutoff, trying to demonstrate that Kim Jong-un is still a god. He's still very powerful and capable of doing important things.
Today's missile test was North Korea's fourth in the span of a month and comes after the United Nations Security Council imposed new sanctions on Kim's government last week. Japan's parliament passed a law Friday to allow Emperor Akihito to abdicate and be succeeded by his elder son, Crown Prince Naruhito. The abdication would be Japan's first in 200 years. Akihito was 56 years old when he ascended the throne in January of 1989 after the death of his father, Emperor Hirohito. China's toughest rivals in a maritime sovereignty dispute are defying an extra fishing moratorium declared by Beijing this year in the contested South China Sea, putting their own trawling fleets at risk of arrest. Beijing declared the moratorium on its own from May 1st for 3 months, 30 days longer than in previous years, and restricting more types of fishing operations. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.